Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you ready to learn?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Do you like animals? Today's topic is nature.
And the title is Amazing Animals. Amazing Animals. Peter, what's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal is the brown bear. They live in the mountains. They are really big and they love to eat animals like salmon. Oh, I love them so much. They're amazing.
Yeah, brown bears are really big. Well, today we are talking about animals. There are so many interesting animals we can learn about. I can't wait, so let's start. Here's Peter with our Read It.
Anna Wild tells Rob about amazing animals. The largest animal in the world is the blue whale. It can be 32 meters long. The bumblebee bat is a tiny animal. Its body is only 30 millimeters long, and it weighs just 2 grams. The sloth is the slowest land animal. It can't move fast because of its long claws.
Thank you, Peter. Today, Rob has a guest that knows a lot about animals. Her name is Anna Wild, and Anna can tell us interesting facts about some amazing animals.
When I was a kid, I loved going to the zoo. I loved learning about animals. It's really fun, and I think we'll have a lot of fun today, too. But first, we need to learn our key words. Here's Christina to help us learn them.
Hello, 今天我们来到摄影棚接受访问的是 Anna Wild， 她是动物专家哦。她首先说到世界上最大的动物是 blue whales， 蓝鲸。The largest animal in the world is the blue whale， 鲸鱼就是 whale。再来要讲到是另外一个很小的动物，叫做 bumblebee bat， 它是一种很小的蝙蝠。The bumblebee bat is so small， 名词 bat 就是蝙蝠。要形容某样东西很小，除了用 small 之外，还可以用 tiny。Tiny 表示极小、微小的。The bumblebee bat is a tiny animal。这种蝙蝠小到体重只有2公克 (2 grams). Gram 就是重量单位，公克。It weighs only 2 grams。另外 ，Anna 也讲到 sloth 树懒。树懒因为爪子很长，所以爬的时候很不方便。它们多半赖在树上，然后不太动。一定要动的话，速度也非常的慢。爪子的英文是 claw。They are slow because their claws are so long.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about interesting animals. Please help me welcome my guest, Anna Wild. Welcome to the show, Anna Wild.
Thank you, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
There are some amazing animals in the world. Tell us about some.
Do you know what the largest animal in the world is?
I think so. It's some kind of whale, right?
Yes. A blue whale can be 32 meters long, and it eats about 3,600 kilograms of food a day.
Welcome to the show, friends. Welcome to the show, Peter.
Thanks, but why are you saying that to me?
Well, Peter, it's the first thing Rob says. Welcome. That's a nice thing to say to a guest.
Okay, well, thanks, but I'm not a guest. So our guest today talks to Rob about animals. She asks the question...Do you know what the largest animal in the world is?
Largest. That's a good word to look at. We all know the word large. That means big. But largest means there is nothing larger. What is the largest animal in the world?
Ooh. I know. And Rob knows, too. Well, he kind of knows the answer. He knows that it is a whale. But he doesn't know which whale.
Yes. So he says it's some kind of whale. I'm sure Christina can help us out with some more. Hi, Christina.
Rob 猜到了，他说世界上最大的动物应该是某种鲸鱼。It's some kind of whale. 请留意这个句子里的 some。Some kind of whale 意思是某种鲸鱼。我们常常用 some 来表示一些的意思，比如 Can I have some tea? 或是 Let me bring you some boxes. 这些句子都是把 some 当作一些的意思用。其实 some 还有另外一个意思，就是某种某个，比如 some kind of whale 就是某一种鲸鱼。 She is going to some school in Taichung today. 她今天要到台中的某个学校去。 She is sitting in some coffee shop now. 她现在正坐在某一个咖啡厅里。
Thanks, Christina. So the answer to the largest animal is the blue whale.How long is the blue whale?
The blue whale is 32 meters long. That is very long.
Yes, it is. And think about this. I am almost 2 meters tall, so that thing is 16 meters long.
Wow, that's very long. But these animals also weigh a lot, too. One whale can eat 3,600 kilograms of food.
Wow, that's a lot of food.
Yes, it is. And they eat that every day. All right, well, right now, we have to go to our next part to learn more.
What about the smallest animal?
That's a little harder to decide. There are some tiny animals out there.
Tell me about one.
Well, the bumblebee bat's body is only about 30 millimeters long.
That's pretty small. Where do they live?
They live in Thailand. No one knew about them until 1973.
Interesting. How much do they weigh?
They weigh about 2 grams.
So we learned about the largest animal, and now we can learn about some of the smallest animals.
There are a lot of tiny animals out there.
That's right. Tiny is another word for small. It means very, very small. And when you say out there, that means just out in the world, something that is there.
Yeah, one tiny animal is the bumblebee bat. It is very small. No one knew about this animal for a long time.
That's right. It was not until 1973 when they found it. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this pattern.
Anna 说, no one knew about them until 1973.这句话直接翻译的话就是一直到1973年之前都没有人知道他们。换句话说，他其实要表达一直到1973年才有人知道这种动物。这种 not until 的表达方式很妙，在中文的文法里比较没有这种说法，所以更要好好练习哦。来看例句， No one found the answer until last year. 一直到去年才有人找到答案。I didn't buy a car until 2014. 我一直到2014年才买了车。我们再来看一句。We never met until today. 我们一直到今天才见面的。所以现在换你来练习咯。因为这种句型跟我们讲话的习惯不太一样，所以一定要练熟了才能够自然的运用出来。
Thanks, Christina.So something did not happen until a certain time. It was not until I turned 16 that I could drive.
Very good example. So this bat is very small, tiny. It is small like a bumblebee. That's why they call it the bumblebee bat.
Oh, interesting.
It is interesting.
Interesting.
I know, but why are you saying... Oh, I know. Interesting must be today's...
Calendar phrase.
Interesting.
Interesting. 有意思.
My name is Mike. I have 3 pets.
Interesting.
My dog likes cookies.
Interesting.
My cat likes ice cream.
Interesting.
My rabbit likes candy.
Interesting.
Aren't my pets interesting?
No, you are.
Interesting. Interesting.
Interesting. 有意思.
So this animal, the bumblebee bat, does not weigh very much. It is not heavy at all. It only weighs 2 grams.
Grams do not weigh very much. But think about 1 kilogram. 1 kilogram is 1,000 grams. Wow, think about the blue whale and the bumblebee bat. That's a lot to think about. Friends, let's take a short break right now, and we'll be back with more. Don't go away!
Thanks for joining us today, friends. You know, Peter, I've seen many tiny animals before. The tiniest animal I ever saw was mice.
Oh, yeah, those are very tiny, and they can get in your homes, too. We don't like that. Well, friends, let's learn about the last animal we have today. We can watch it together.
Tell me another interesting animal fact.
Well, one of my favorite animals moves very slowly.
What animal is that?
A sloth. It's the slowest land animal. It moves only 0.24 kilometers an hour.
So it takes more than 4 hours to go a kilometer? Wow!
They're slow because their claws are so long. But they don't walk much. They spend most of their time in trees.
Wow, we learned about another amazing animal. This is one of Anna Wild's favorite animals.
That's a good sentence to look at. One of my favorite something. One of my favorite places is the beach.
Oh, one of my favorite drinks is black tea. So, one of Anna's favorite animals move very slowly.
It is a sloth. A sloth moves very slowly. It's the slowest land animal. Let's learn more about this from one of our best teachers, Rebecca.
Hey friends, it's that time of day when we get to learn a new grammar point. I know that you all are very excited. It's the comparative adjective animal. For example, it's the fastest animal or it's the largest animal. This grammar point is very important to English students, so make sure you use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Friends, do you know Taipei 101? It's the tallest building in Taiwan.
Remember the blue whale? It is the largest animal. Okay, friends, now it's your turn to try.
So the sloth is very slow. It takes 4 hours to go 1 kilometer.
This animal also has very long claws. Hey, do people have claws?
No, Peter. People have fingernails, not claws.
Oh, that's boring. I wish I had claws.
Do you wish that you were a sloth?
No. I want to be a faster animal, one that has claws. Although the sloth does spend a lot of time in the trees.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, I like being human. And friends, I hope you enjoyed our lesson today. But now we need to review our keywords. Let's go together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Whale. Whale. Look at that whale in the water.
Bat. Bat. I can see bats flying around.
Tiny. Tiny. That bug is tiny.
Gram. Gram. This pencil weighs only a few grams.
Claw. Claw. My cat has long claws. Okay, friends, those are the keywords we have for you today. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about interesting animals. Please help me welcome my guest, Anna Wild. Welcome to the show, Anna Wild.
Thank you, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
There are some amazing animals in the world. Tell us about some.
Do you know what the largest animal in the world is?
I think so. It's some kind of whale, right?
Yes. A blue whale can be 32 meters long, and it eats about 3,600 kilograms of food a day.
What about the smallest animal?
That's a little harder to decide. There are some tiny animals out there.
Tell me about one.
Well, the bumblebee bat's body is only about 30 millimeters long.
That's pretty small. Where do they live?
They live in Thailand. No one knew about them until 1973.
Interesting. How much do they weigh?
They weigh about 2 grams.
Tell me another interesting animal fact.
Well, one of my favorite animals moves very slowly.
What animal is that?
A sloth. It's the slowest land animal. It moves only 0.24 kilometers an hour.
So it takes more than 4 hours to go a kilometer? Wow!
They're slow because their claws are so long. But they don't walk much. They spend most of their time in trees.
Hey, Monkey Man, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm reading.
Oh, reading about what?
I'm reading about amazing animals.
Ooh, like what amazing animals? What? Like me?
No, like the largest animal in the world.
Ooh, the blue whale.
Yeah, and the bumblebee bat.
Oh, it only weighs 2 grams.
And the slowest land animal.
That's the sloth. They don't move fast at all.
Ginger, how do you know so much about these amazing animals?
Because I am amazing too. And smart. You know, I can say my ABCs.
Really?
A, B, C, F, R, Q, W.
Ginger.
Easy.
You are an amazing animal.
Yeah, that's me.
It's Monday, and that means it's time to answer it. Here's question number one. How much does the bumblebee bat weigh? How much does the bumblebee bat weigh?
The answer to that question is in conversation B. It weighs only 2 grams. Okay, here's another great question. Number two. What is your favorite animal? Why? What is your favorite animal? Why? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
What is my favorite animal? Well, my favorite animal is the cheetah. It can run really fast. But I can only find it at a zoo or in Africa. But I heard there's an even faster animal, and that is the falcon. The falcon can dive at an even faster speed than a cheetah runs.
What is my favorite animal? Well, I have a lot of animals that I like. One of my favorite animals is the dolphin. Dolphins are so smart and they're friendly. And they love to play with one another. And they're kind of like me. I'm smart and friendly, and I enjoy spending time with my friends.
What is my favorite animal? Oh, I have so many. But if I have to choose one, maybe a monkey. Monkeys are so cute and funny. You can teach them a lot of things because they're very clever and smart. And they go, ooh, ah, 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 just like Ginger. Yeah, I like elephants and I like horses and giraffes, but I think my favorite animal is a monkey.
What is my favorite animal and why? Well, I like a lot of different animals. I like whales. Whales are very interesting animals. Some whales are very, very big. Not all whales have teeth. Did you know that? Some whales don't have teeth, even though they still eat fish. They're very interesting. Today, we had a great lesson on animals. I know I had fun, and I hope you had fun too. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.